All right, so we're here with Doris La Rochelle, one of the candidates for mayor in Rapide des Wachins. Doris, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So, could you tell us a little bit about your background?
I was born and raised in the area, and we bought a house here in Rapides about 7 years ago. And I've been on a council for 3.5 years. And then I worked for the town here, and I managed a campsite for the town in the Rapides.
Okay.
So I'm very involved with the community.
Okay. And so you've been living there for the full 7 years, or were you there prior to that? Or
we rented here, and then we bought here. We rented for a year first.
Okay. And so what do you like the most about the municipality?
It's a very small, unique community, and it's lots of nice people. We all get along quite well, and I think we could, if we all work together, I think we could make it even a better place.
And so your history in politics, is it only that 3.5 years, or have you been involved previously in other organizations?
No, that was my only experience there, was being on the council here.
Okay, so how did you get on council there in the first place?
I was voted in by the townspeople.
Just in the regular election there? Was it a by-election?
Yes.
Okay. So what prompted you to run for mayor in this election?
I just feel that the town doesn't have much of a say, and I would like to have that changed. I would like the town to have more of a say in what goes on in this small little community, and let the people, let everybody be fair with everybody.
And so looking back over the previous 4 years, the last term there, what would you say about the record or the accomplishments of council over that period of time?
Well, they did a lot of improvements on the roads here in the Swisha. They got things going. They got the youth center back up and running. They're trying to get the sawmill up and going. So that's about it.
And so looking ahead here, if you are elected over the next term, what would your priorities be for the municipality?
I would like to stone and tar up to the dump, because it's a really hazard road, because it's so dusty. Sometimes you have to stop your vehicle when a car goes by. You can't see nothing. And up to Shenora's Lake, I'd like to get that stone up to kilometer 14. We have a lot of cottages up there and taxpayers, and they get nothing for their service. No garbage pickup, nothing. So they complain about their roads a lot, so I think that would be a good way of helping out. And it would benefit us, because we have two companies in our little town here that use that road for their business.
And so these are pretty high traffic roads for the municipality?
They
well?
Are. Okay. Quite high.
And one thing that strikes me about Rapide in particular is that it's such a uniquely located, right? Like it's in an island. It's only really accessible from Ontario. So what kind of challenges do you guys face because of that unique geography you have there?
Everything that we have to do, we have to drive down to Campbell's Bay or Fort Kalunge. We have no service close enough to us here. That would be something nice to bring here. But they've tried before and they couldn't do it. But we're thankful, though, that we have a nurse that comes up here twice a week. We have a gas station that's open here all the time. So that's our only thing we have in town. We'd like to promote more businesses and get more businesses to come here, though. You know, get the waterways, more advertising for that. That would bring more tourism to our town.
And so the race for mayor this year is quite crowded. There's four of you guys there. So if you were standing on the doorstep of a voter there in Rapide, what would you say to them to convince them to vote for you and not one of your opponents?
Well, I just wrote out my little summary, what I did in the community, and like, I'm well involved with the community, and I'm always here to help out, and my door is open to anybody who wants to come here. If they have a problem, they can come here anytime.
You were just awarded?
And I was just awarded from the MRC in the Pontiac Volunteer Award for the community.
I live here every day.
So, and I live in the province of Quebec 12 months out of the year. Hmm. I'm not a snowbirder. I don't leave for the winter. I don't own property somewhere else that I go on vacation at.
And the volunteer award there that you mentioned, was that for something in particular?
I do poker runs. I did all the Canada Celebration Day for the fireworks, and put on horseshoe tournaments, washer toss tournaments.